This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Around the country, 24 states require sex education in schools. 38 states require the parents be involved in sex education, most of them in the form of notifying parents. Louisiana doesn't require sex education, but allows curriculum for 7th through 12th graders known as Abstinence Plus. We talk more about Abstinence Plus with Maggie Gustafson from the Louisiana Public Health Institute on this week's Time to Talk. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what is the definition for Abstinence Plus education?
Abstinence Plus is sex education that emphasizes abstinence as the most effective means of preventing unplanned pregnancy and STDs, but also covers other risk reduction methods such as birth control, other types of contraception and condoms, but also touches on other aspects of normal development, including puberty and healthy relationships, communication skills, decision making, anatomy and physiology, and can also talk about things like personal safety and learning about consent, and also covers information on STDs and STIs.
But still abstinence-focused, but just includes a lot of other information beyond that, right?
Exactly, yes. Abstinence is always the recommended means, but we want to make sure that we're giving young people information so that they can make healthy, responsible decisions for themselves.
So what's the difference in outcomes between maybe an abstinence-only approach and an abstinence-plus education system?
Some of this data is actually really hard for us to track, especially in Louisiana, because we're actually not allowed to collect a lot of that outcome data. But we do see nationally specifically that abstinence-only education can actually lead to higher rates of unplanned pregnancy and STDs when compared with a more comprehensive education, just because young people don't have all the information that they might need when they are faced with a sexual encounter. But also, just in general, the Abstinence Plus education, we see a lot of other outcomes that are really beneficial to healthy development, including promoting healthy relationships and reducing the risk of things like sexual assault and intimate partner violence, as well as reducing things like bullying and harassment.
How do you balance the role of schools and the role of that formal classroom-based education with conversations with mom and dad?
Sure. We always see parents as the first and primary sexuality educators, but we also recognize that schools have a really important role when it comes to making sure that evidence-based, medically accurate information gets to all students. We know that parents have varying levels of comfort with talking with their kids, so we really want to make sure that all of their students are on a level playing field when it comes to their knowledge of sexual health. So we really see schools as kind of can build that foundation in just giving the honest, accurate information. And then we see parents as really the role of really talking to kids about what that means to them and including their values in that. Any personal values that the family might hold, we see the parents responsible for that and talking with their kids and answering questions for them.
So what are some resources or some of the good resources for parents to be able to have that conversation?
We actually, at Louisiana Public Health Institute, have a website called GoTalk, GEAUXTalk.org, that has a lot of resources for parents that are trying to start this conversation with their kids. There's a whole list of conversation starters, but there also are a lot of other resources on the web out there.
Maggie Gustafson is the Adolescent Health Program Manager for the Louisiana Public Health Institute. Maggie, thanks so much for talking with us.
Great. Thank you.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.